Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we're celebrating the 16th anniversary of my show, and the 14th anniversary of my newsletter, and the 16th anniversary of basically my media company, the media company that that does all the things that we do, including the things that I write about. And one of the things I wrote about recently is a question. I ask a question. Should mamas let their babies grow up to be entrepreneurs? You know that song, Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, right? You know that one? Okay, I won't sing anymore, I promise. Remember that song? Yeah. Country music fans know it. Is the title and the opening passage from a song written by Ed and Patsy Bruce that was made famous by Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. And if there ever was a honky-tonk anthem, surely this is it. You know, every good anthem has a hook lyric, and in this song, here's the hook lyric. He ain't, they're talking about cowboys. He ain't wrong, he's just different. And his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right. I wish I had a nickel for every time someone watched an entrepreneur doing what entrepreneurs do and asked, what's wrong with him? Someone drop him on his head when he was a child. What? Why is he doing that? Why would he? Nobody does. That's the craziest thing I've ever seen. Well, entrepreneurs are a lot like cowboys. They're not wrong. They're just different. Here's some examples of what I mean. Entrepreneurs like money. They like financial rewards. They like financial success. No less than any other person. No less than the next guy. But for most entrepreneurs, money is more of a way to keep score. What really drives an entrepreneur is accomplishing something that hasn't been done before. To create something from nothing. To create something from whole cloth. To produce something, to produce an idea or a thing that becomes useful that nobody ever thought of before. If money were the most important thing to an entrepreneur, you wouldn't be listening to the sound of my voice right now. But you probably would be taking a buggy to work. Entrepreneurs are usually smarter than the average bear, but that's not to say the most educated. One of the greatest entrepreneurial minds I've ever known had a very poor formal education. Entrepreneurs have a special kind of intelligence, and it allows them to see things before they exist. They have the ability to connect the dots, and oftentimes in a way that just makes no sense to anybody else, but they see it, and they see it in advance. They see it long before anybody, and that's what makes them look so different, is they see these things when everybody else is thinking white, they're seeing black. When everybody else is seeing steel, they're seeing wood, or whatever. It doesn't matter what you're talking about. Anyone can ask what if, but it takes an entrepreneurial mind to turn that question into something useful that you can hold. Entrepreneurs care about what others think about them about as much as they care about the weather on Mars. If you know entrepreneurs, you know what I'm talking about. Which is not to say that they don't seek outside counsel and advice, because they do. But if your opinion is going to be valued by an entrepreneur, you'd better be able to keep up. You better be able to pay attention and understand what's going on, and you've got to think a little bit like an entrepreneur. If you're gonna offer an entrepreneur any advice, whether they ask for it or not, you're gonna have to put your track shoes on to keep up, because entrepreneurs don't truck much with marketplace pedestrians. Entrepreneurs turn the lights on and they turn the lights off. You recognize that, don't you, my friends? You're the first one at work, you're the last one to leave. No, if no one else is there on the weekend, you are. And whatever has to be done, you do it. When someone doesn't show up for a shift, it's your shift, right? When there's not enough check money for everybody to get paid, you know who doesn't get paid. It's not that entrepreneurs are workaholics. It's just that they don't actually think of what they do as work. Workers clock in thinking about quitting time and vacation. But a small business owner, a small business, I should say, weaves a very fine seam. The business, your business, weaves a very fine seam between itself and the life of its entrepreneur. As you've heard me say that many times, haven't you? A small business weaves a very fine seam between it and your life. And an entrepreneur sees risks. They take risks, right? But they see risks others avoid as essential. Yeah, that's right. They take a risk because it's essential to discovering what works or a valuable lesson. They know they're going to get one or the other. Entrepreneurs aren't wrong. They're just different. And their vision won't let them do things that make you think they're right. Well, you should love them anyway. Mamas, yeah, you should let your babies grow up to be entrepreneurs. The world is better because of them. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.